Small business owners in Sandy Hook, Connecticut say things have been tough since the school shooting there in December, but things are starting to look up. WSHU's Craig LaMoe reports they spoke with Governor Daniel Malloy, who visited their businesses today.
Governor Malloy stepped into PJ's laundromat to say hello to Sharon Doherty, a lifelong Sandy Hook resident who owns the business with her husband.
Now, your business was pretty badly beaten up, right?
It was.
People couldn't get in and out?
Yeah. People could not get in and out of here for quite some time. And then for people to come back to their normalcy, our business did not get back to its normalcy until the middle of April, almost May.
Wow.
After the shooting in December, several roads in the small neighborhood were shut down, and the sidewalks were clogged with press people who patronized the delis and the sandwich shops, but not this laundromat or the gift shops. Vito Calla owns the Villa Restaurant, which is on a stretch of road near the school that was shut down.
During that time, we were closed for 3 weeks, shut down here. Nobody could get in, could get out.
Newtown First Selectman Pat Lodra says the state awarded a grant of $500,000 to help business owners like Calla and Doherty.
And that was a very quick turnaround. The purpose of the grant was to help businesses recover the lost revenue from that four-week period right after the shooting.
There were 30 business grants awarded, totaling about $250,000. Loder says the rest of the money will be used to help these small businesses with branding and bringing in more customers. It'll also pay for new sidewalks, connecting this small business district right to the front door of the new Sandy Hook Elementary School once it's rebuilt. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.